It's Saturday, the 33rd week, Ordinary Time 2. First reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verses 4 to 12. They are the true olive trees and the true lampstand that stand before the law of the earth. If anyone wants to harm them, fire come out of their mouths and devour their enemies. In this way, anyone wanting to harm them is sure to be slain. They have the power to blow up the sky so that no rain can fall during the time of their prophesying. They also have power to turn water into blood and to afflict the earth with any plague as often as they wish. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that come up from the abyss will wage war against them and conquer them and kill them. Their corpses will lie in the main street of the red city, which had the symbolic names Sodom and Egypt, where indeed their Lord were crucified, though from every people, tribe, tongue, and nation will gaze on their corpses for 3.5 days. And they will not allow their corpses to be buried. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and be glad and exchange gifts because the true prophets tormented the inhabitants of the earth. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them. When they stood on their feet, great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven say to them, "Come up here." So they went up to heaven in a cloud as their enemies looked on. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 20, verses 27 to 40. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were 7 brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the 7 died childless. Finally, the women also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all 7 had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God because they are the one who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses make known in the passage about the bush, when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive. Some of the scribes said in reply, Teacher, you have answered well. And they no longer dared to ask him anything. Sharing of the reading, first the theme. The resurrection and the eternal life. The question, are there the resurrection and the eternal life, must be the key and the important question of our life. If people believe in the resurrection and the eternal life, they shall know how to live their present life to attain the eternal life. If they do not believe in them, they shall concentrate only on this life, how to enjoy this life to the fullness, because that is the end of everything. The revelation of resurrection and eternal life, though were revealed in the Old Testament, were not clearly explained. Most Jewish people of the Old Testament believe happiness is only confined in this life. Those who keep God's law shall be blessed with material gain, a long life, and many descendants. The belief in the resurrection and the eternal life were mentioned late, about the 2nd century BC, in the book of Daniel and the second book of Maccabees. When Christ incarnated, he clearly revealed these things and God's plan of salvation for people in the gospel. These are the contents of Christ's good news. Today's reading concentrates on this question. In the first reading, the book of Revelation revealed the faith of two important witnesses of the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah. The Jewish tradition believed the true prophet did not die. They shall return before the Messiah coming. In the Gospel, the Sadducees view the Mosaic law to prove that there is no resurrection. Jesus answered their question and corrected their false understanding. Second analysis. First reading. After the 3.5 days, a bread of life from God entered them and they walked. Third point. The true olive trees. This may be the most difficult passage in the book of Revelation, because it involves many different sources and have many conflicting opinions. Based on the author's description of the true witnesses, verses 5, 6, and 12, we can recognize the true witnesses are Moses, who represent for the law, and Elijah, who represent for the prophets. The Jewish tradition, see Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, and Malachi chapter 3, verses 22 to 24, believe they are not dead, and shall return to preach repentance before the day of God. In today's passage, they were described as the true olive tree and true lampstand. See Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 to 14. They represent for the whole people of God, the church, to be living and eternal witnesses for people. See Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The faithful must always live in God's presence and serve Him by their witnessing life. If anyone wants to harm them, fire come out from their mouths and devour their enemy. In this way, anyone wanting to harm them is sure to be slain. The prophet Elijah invoked the fire from heaven to destroy his enemy. See 2 Kings chapter 1, verses 10 and forward. The prophet killed their enemy by the fire of God's war which they preached. See Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14 and Sirach chapter 48, verse 3. They have the power to blow up the sky so that no rain can fall during the time of their prophesying. They also have power to turn water into blood and to afflict the earth with any plague as often as they wish. The prophet Elijah commanded the door of heaven to close, and no rain and dew shall fall for 3 years. See the 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Moses commanded all Egyptian rivers to turn into blood. Exodus chapter 7, verses 17 to 21. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that come up from the abyss will wage war against them and conquer them and kill them. The beast is Satan and his companion. Elijah is John Baptist, who was killed by King Herod. Their corpses will lie in the main street of the Red City, which had the symbolic names Sodom and Egypt, where indeed their Lord was crucified. Sodom represents for immorality and Egypt for slavery. The place where their Lord was crucified is Jerusalem. Though from every people, tribe, tongue, and nation will gaze on their corpses for 3.5 days, and they will not allow their corpses to be buried. To deny the dead from being buried is the most despicable treatment. See Psalm 79, verse 2, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 2, chapter 16, verse 4, and 2 Mark chapter 5, verse 10. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and be glad and exchange the gifts, because the true prophet tormented the inhabitants of the earth. The world doesn't like God's witnesses. They are joyful to see their death. The second point. The true prophet was resurrected and went up to heaven. The author reported their resurrection as follows. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them. When they stood on their feet, great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven say to them, "Come up here." So they went up to heaven in a cloud as their enemies looked on. People live because of God's bread, and when they are resurrected, it also because of God's bread. These two witnesses went up to heaven to enjoy their eternal and happy life with God. Second, the gospel. Is there the resurrection or not? Third, the difficult question of the Sadducees is due to demonstrate there is no resurrection. Did Ruth believe only in Moses' law and not in the resurrection? This is the reason they came to Jesus and presented their question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies having no wife, having a wife but no children, the man must take the wife and raise up children for his brother. See Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her. And likewise, all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife. Their question, though, is based on the law, but not what it really happened in life. Second point, Jesus answer. He separated out their two questions, the relationship between husband and wife, and the resurrection. He also corrected their faith. Third, the relationship between husband and wife. Jesus said, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are accounted worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. To get married, it only happened in this world. All are brother and sister in the life to come. People have no need to get married in the heaven as the Muslim believe. Second, the resurrection and the eternal life. For they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels, as sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. Third, Jesus used their law to correct their faith. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, see Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, where he called the law the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. If the Sadducees believe God is the law of the living, they must believe their forefathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still living. In other words, they must believe in the resurrection. Application in life. We must firmly believe what we confess in the profession of faith every Sunday. I believe in the resurrection of the dead and the everlasting life. Amen. The foundation of the belief is Christ's resurrection and glorious ascension. He promises to us that if we suffer and die with him, we shall also be resurrected and live forever with him. We must let the belief guide our life and should live in a way that is worthy of the eternal life. Amen.